Fox News analyst or hostess, I should say, during NFL programming. She's been around the block. She's been on ESPN. I want to say she's been on GSN, Spike. You know, pretty good color analyst. She's one of those tomboyish girls. Sexy, of course. And she's the latest person to have their own, you know, sex tapes out there. Not sex tapes, but, you know, nude videos. Someone put a collage together. I guess they hacked in her phone, got all the goodies out, put them all out there. Next thing you know, they're on Pornhub, you know? So, you know, it's kind of weird, I'm sure. It's got to be embarrassing for her. But in this day and age, I mean, that's not uncommon, I should say, right? Because, I mean, people are doing that all the time for their partners. It's something that I guess people do within the context of a relationship. And you could tell within those videos that she was doing it for a significant other. She was doing it for somebody that, you know, she was dating or seeing. And, you know, somebody in that position wouldn't do that as far as randomly just for anybody because they know the ramifications of it. So whoever she sent that to, obviously they had a deep connection or a relationship, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, they keep all that shit all secret as far as who they're dating. For some reason, they want to give the impression they're all single. That's my opinion anyway. But, yeah, so she got the videos out there, you know, fondling herself. Looks good, by the way. But, yeah, you know, I mean, it's one of those things that in the relationship, you know, guys enjoy stuff like that. And obviously the woman enjoys that, you know, pleasing their man and vice versa. I mean, gosh, how many guys do guys send dick pics? I mean, every girl that I talk to, they'll be like, wow, thank you, man, for being cool. And you're the first guy I've talked to in a while that doesn't send dick pics. I'm like, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I have one. I don't know. And you know I have one. And you know, girls just don't get into that. So I've been astute about not sending that. It's just so funny how prevalent it is for guys to send the dick pics. It's like, goodness, guys, don't you get it? And, you know, but for you girls as well, I mean, we don't want to see a profile picture or we get tired of seeing your Snapchat filter pics. You know, it's fucking cute and all, but it doesn't reveal who you are. Oh, yeah, you look good in the rabbit ears and the whiskers with the little hearts flowing around you. Yeah, and then makes your eyes bigger, makes them brighter. Yeah, it looks cute, right? I mean, if you girls could walk around with filters on, you fucking would. Augmented reality. But, yeah, I don't know. That's just something that, going back to Carissa, I mean, it's sad because I know I'm sure she's just embarrassed and it wasn't something that was meant to get out to the public. And here we are. Now, do I feel, you know, I have a daughter and obviously those things are going to go on in her as she gets older with dating and all that good stuff. And I guess my recommendation would be to her and say, hey, man, if you're going to do stuff like that, you got to make sure it never gets out. Never gets out because it's one of the things about guys is that in the beginning, man, especially in the beginning, they're going to share nudes. They're going to share all the good stuff that you have with somebody because what happens is if I'm talking to a friend of mine and he goes, hey, who are you seeing? Oh, let me see pictures. And the guy be married or the guy be sing, you know, whatever. They just get excited. They want to live vicariously through you. So, and trust me, I get that a lot. Oh, man, who are you seeing? Oh, let me get pictures. And they start judging you if she's hot or not or whatever the case is. And you're sitting there like, okay, whatever, man. Here. And, you know, they're going to want you to get into that bragging game, so to say. And it's like, you know, I'm not that way. I try to keep it all close to the vest. I just don't think it doesn't do anybody any good. But, you know, a lot of guys are not that way, man. And the thing about guys is different because when we have sex with somebody, we're in the very beginning stages of intimacy with somebody. We share pics with our friends. We share videos. We share pics, whatever, man. Look at this girl. Because we don't even know what's going on. But once you throw on that label, once you throw on that status of, okay, we're an item, you're not going to see that shit ever again. You're not going to see nudes. You're not going to see videos. That shit's done. So that's the one thing I will say to girls is that, you know, once you're in a relationship with a guy, for the most part, and it's serious and you guys live together, the guy is not going to put his goods out there for other people to see. They want to kind of protect that and keep that to themselves. Now, in the beginning, obviously, you're not built, you're not in that status with the man, so you have to find, you know, figure that out. And I think with Carissa, I'm sure that's what it was with those videos and everything. It was somebody that she was established with, and it's something that didn't get around, and unfortunately they hacked into it, like I said earlier. So yeah, but once you know, girls are different in that way, because girls, even when they're married, they'll talk about all of their business. God damn, they talk about what their man does and doesn't do, and I'm like, goodness, yeah. You know, I've heard it many of times. It's like I have to get out of the conversations when I hear them around. Water cooler talk, as I like to say. Because, yeah, it's like, whoa, you know, stop putting your man out there. And I think you have to hold some privacy in your relationship. You have to. It's one thing to let it be known that you've seen somebody, but it's another thing to just put out the details of what you're doing out there with somebody. Yeah, you know, she gives me. Yeah, she does whatever, this, that, and the third. Like, you know, you don't want to put that out there. Let them figure it out, because that's no one's business. And I know with women, it's a little bit weird, because, man, you start bragging about your man and about how good he is, man, that best friend starts looking at your man differently. Like, oh, man, this guy puts it on. And I've known that. I mean, I've had girls in the past where I've talked to, and their friends were calling me on the side. Like, what's up? And like, what you mean? I had that one time happen to me before where I guess I had a great epic adventure with one girl, and next thing you know, her friend out of the blue is calling me. Like, I'm saying to myself, how did you get her number? And she said, yeah, I heard you and Tisha had a good time. Yikes, you know, nothing like poaching, modern day poaching. And that's why women just don't trust one another. You know, I know so many women, they just be like, well, I don't trust anybody but my mom. Well, I don't trust anybody but my child, or whatever the case is, man. They just don't, you know, women get into that. They just spill too many details. But us guys, we definitely love the visuals. We love those things. And I would say to my daughter, if she was to get in that situation, just remember, I mean, it's possibly out there public, and a guy's going to show it off. Unless you guys are in a relationship, and I would even go as far as even engaged or and married, because, you know, if you're going to do those videos, at least have a ring on. I think people understand. I think I understand anyway. I know it doesn't bother me, that stuff, but I would say if I was to be in a common middle ground, I would say if I was married to somebody and they were sending me videos and then that shit was to come out, I don't think people would have a problem. You know, I don't think women would be as judgmental to other women, because women are harsh to one another. They're quick to call somebody else whore. It's like, golly, to make themselves feel better. And I just feel that, hey, if you're doing it within the context of a marriage and you have that ring on, I mean, heck, I see adult videos that, you know, husband and wife, and they're doing them and they have their rings on, you know, just letting it be known that, hey, you know, we are an item. We're not porn stars here. We just love doing this, and it's part of our marriage. And I think there's nothing wrong with that. So I don't know. It's just it's a weird thing, but I would just say to anybody, and especially to the females out there, to my daughter, I would be like, hey, man, just if you're going to do stuff like that, man, you got to do it like it's some disappearing act. I know they have some other better stuff out there, better than Snapchat, because even with Snapchat, you can record all that shit. I guess there's a will, there's a way, right? But I think there was something, I forgot what it's called, Wicker, I want to say. I read about it, and it was something like where Australian government officials were using it. Because it's something that you could just send stuff and then it disappears. There is no trail. Like, you can set a timer on as soon as someone reads it. It's just weird, man. Yeah, like, there's other stuff out there, and technology just keeps evolving. So, but I think, and again, if you want something like that for your significant other's eyes only, you got to be mindful that at the end, when you're using that technology, not only is your partner using it, but the third party has access to it as well. You know, and that's something we have to be mindful of in this day and age. But at the same time, the way I view it is, again, we're all insignificant. It's not like someone wants to see my nudes, right? I mean, no one wants to see anything that I'm doing. It doesn't make sense. It's like, because you're not part of a juicy gossip, you as a regular person. So I guess you just have to weigh the pros and cons. And in my opinion, I mean, you got to advance at your own risk. But yeah, Carissa looks sexy as fuck, man. Ooh, goodness. Hot ass girl, boy. But she looked like she got a little work done, though. Not on her body, but on her face. That's one thing about these. I mean, everything is so fake, man. Oh, man, I'm going to derail into this one. But I saw these sex toys, these sex dolls. Oh, my God. Dude, fucking crazy. They cost like $3,200. And it was funny, a comedian was just making fucking jokes about it. But they look fucking as plastic as real women. Holy mother of God. It's like, wow. You could just custom their skin tone, their eyes, and the faces and everything. You can see it's like, wow, this really looks like some South Beach, you know, Brazilian Botox work done. You know, I mean, women are getting fake asses and, you know, fake everything. So it's like, it's holy shit, scary, man. Scary world out there with, you know, videos and really advanced sex dolls. Holy cow, man.
My homeboy was talking about getting a sex doll, so y'all know I had to roast him. What kind of man is going to have sex with an inanimate object? Bruh, it shouldn't be that difficult to get a woman, man. I was killing him. And then I saw her. Nigga, maybe I'm tripping. Maybe I need to stop being so judgmental. I live in Los Angeles, so, you know, some fake breast or fake butt, that's close to realism to me. Besides, this one won't go through your phone. I don't have to remember her birthday, get her nut for Valentine's Day, for Christmas. Ain't never got to meet her parents. Ain't never got to worry about what she been doing all day. She been in the closet where I left her all day. I probably wouldn't even put her in the closet because I'm not even ashamed. As a matter of fact, when you come over my house, you got to speak to her. Hey, what's up, y'all? Hey, appreciate you coming over. Say what's up to Jasmine. I'm going to do it so much that people going to be used to speaking to her.